听力课堂，听 class.com。
I stand before you to announce the arrest of a suspect that has terrorized our community for far too long. On August 10th, 1985, a terror began and spread throughout the streets of South Los Angeles. And for the next 25 years, one man preyed on the innocent and stole the lives of women living in some of our toughest neighborhoods. For decades, he eluded the police, but today I'm proud to announce that this terror has finally come to an end. Yesterday, the LAPD arrested Lonnie David Franklin Jr., the man suspected of killing at least 10 young women in South Los Angeles in a series of murders that spanned from 1985 to 2007.
Over the last 2 years, I have lost a first-rate Central Command commander and an outstanding commander of ISAF in Afghanistan due to their own missteps in dealing with the media. I've had two very different presidents, each on several occasions, express concern to me about senior defense officials, both civilian and military, speaking out inappropriately on foreign policy issues. These instances, together with my own frustration with premature disclosures of personnel, budget, and other options under consideration, led me to conclude several weeks ago that we need greater coordination and discipline. Effectively communicating what we do and how we do it remains a top priority for me. In fact, I consider it my duty.
It is the best-kept secret in sports, but not for long. We have a handful of cities vying to stuff millions of dollars into the pocket of LeBron James. Why are they willing to do that? Because he has the potential to bring in even more revenue to the cities. The front runner right now, as the gossip goes, is Miami. $270 million is the estimate of the revenue that LeBron himself can bring to that city by choosing that team.